This teaching is from City Church Coventry. You can find us online at www.citychurchcoventry.org.
If you've got your Bibles with you, I'd like you to turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And what I want to talk today about is living in the unseen. It might seem like a contradiction of terms as I go through it, but hopefully it makes sense because it's how we live every day. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read the whole chapter. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. We have this treasure in us to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believe, therefore I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with all you in his presence. All this is for your benefit. That's good to know. So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And if you quickly turn to Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to read a couple of verses from there. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. And the word of God says this: "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." When I was a kid at school, I specifically remember we were in an English lesson and we had to write a piece of literature that would persuade someone to buy this ice cream. And we had to come up with great words to persuade someone to buy this ice cream, which was the best in the world. And I specifically remember that my poster, my advert said, "Seeing is only believing." And I think about that now and I think, yeah, I'm not too sure I'd agree with that. I think you cannot see something and still believe it. Yeah. The word of God clearly tells us. By faith we understand. The faith comes first and then we understand as we put into faith everything that God has told us to do. And the understanding is not a head knowledge. It's one of the heart. We understand because we have put faith into it. I understand that I'm forgiven because I put faith in Christ. I wouldn't have understood it before. But as my faith is placed in Christ, I realize God loves me. He's forgiven me of all my sins. Past, present, future, he has forgiven me. It's a spiritual understanding that I receive. I might not see in the natural that my sins are forgiven, but internally, spiritually, I realize God has forgiven all my sins. And therefore, the change takes place in the natural. I begin to smile. I begin to love people. I begin to change my behavior because I realize everything is spiritual now. Everything is lived out from internally. If you look at the Old Testament, it was very much external experiences, external things that caused people to see God. There were fires, there were clouds, and there were pillars. There were different things that God used to guide and direct people. And I read those things, I'm like, man, that is cool. I would love to see just a massive cloud of smoke appear and say, God, yeah, I know where you're calling me. But that is not the reality now. God can do it. Praise God, he can do it. But all these realities are now found in us because Christ did all those things. He fulfilled the Old Testament. He fulfilled the law. And therefore, Christ now dwells in us. It's no longer experiencing things externally. It's this eternal, internal reality that Christ lives in me. And therefore, he guides and directs all my life, wherever I go. But we live by seeing the unseen. We live by walking in the unseen. We live by hearing in the unseen. The unseen is now our reality because everything we do is spiritual, never natural anymore. Everything. I remember when I got saved 3 years ago, I was watching a film called Planet of the Apes. I'm not a big film fan, but I watched it. And there was this one point where there were apes on a bridge, I think, and one of them got shot and he took the bullet for another ape or person, I don't know. And I thought, man, that's like Jesus. Not the ape bit, but he has taken my punishment. Everything had become spiritual for me. I remember being on the train and it said something about a fire exit and everything just turned spiritual. I'm not trying to make it happen. It just happens. Everything has just turned spiritual for me. Because that is the reality I now live in. Nothing is ever natural to me now. Everything is spiritual. Everything is this life of Christ living in me. Our present reality isn't based on the natural. It's not based on natural environments, but on the Word of God, made alive by the Holy Spirit in us. But everything we do is through the unseen. You've believed in a God you can't see. You might have seen him in a vision. But you believe in a God you can't see. You've experienced a love you can't see, but know within you this is the love of God. It's the reality we live in now. And if it doesn't make sense to you, I hope it will in a bit. It's all by faith. All by faith. And faith is not a weak thing, but it is rooted in God with the full assurance that what he said he will do it. A trust in his word. There's a portion of scripture in Mark, which I love so much. And it really impacted me a couple of months ago. It's found in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the story goes that Jesus is on the side of the lake and he tells his disciples, we're going to go over to the other side. The disciples are on the boat and a storm arises. And the people, the guys, the disciples are scared. They're like, what is going on? Where did this storm come from? But Jesus already gave his word. He said, we're going to go over to the other side. And so therefore, Jesus goes to sleep knowing they will get to the other side. And when the storm arises, the disciples go crazy. They go mental. What? How are we going to deal with this? Jesus is asleep. He acts like he doesn't care. And now this storm is arising. What are we going to do? But Jesus being in control of every situation, knowing that everything is for training his disciples, he gets up, rebukes the waves, and probably goes back to sleep. But he gave his word. He gave his word. Despite the natural circumstances that surrounded him, he had already given his word, saying, we will get to the other side. No matter what natural circumstances will come before us, the promise of God is already true. And it's important for us to lift our experiences up to the word of God. Because that is our reality. I've been reading Joshua lately, and I love Joshua. I love the book of Joshua. I love everything that he did. A man of great integrity, a man who followed and trusted in obedience, a man who had the pressure of a whole nation on him, but still took them through the promised land. We were watching the World Cup yesterday, and the Brazil game, it went to penalties. And I thought, man, the pressure on these guys is immense, carrying the whole nation. Joshua had a whole nation. He had a promise of God, and he was going to fulfill it because God has given his word. You are going to enter into the promised land. Always trust his word. No matter what you're going through, always trust his word. He will come through with it. But there's this part in Joshua chapter 10, and the Israelites are fighting, and the sun stops in the sky. The sun stops in the sky, and it gives us this portion of scripture where Joshua speaks audibly the word of God. There's a scripture in the book of Jasher which says, the sun will stop over Gideon. And Joshua speaks it forth, and the sun stops in the sky, and the Israelites win the battle. But then after that, it goes on to describe what happens. And it says, there's never been a day like this when God listened to a man. And that shocked me. Because it didn't say, never has there been a day when the sun stopped in the sky. That would be like, yeah, that makes sense. But it said, never has there been a day where God listened to a man. To me, that sounded like the supernatural is a normal for this guy. It is the norm. But second, that God listens to us. Why? Because Joshua first listened to God. He heard, he understood his word, and he audibly spoke it out. But he understood the word of God. He knew my natural circumstances aren't lining up to what I have heard and what I have read. Therefore, when I speak it out, it will happen. Why? Because I believe in the God of the supernatural. He will be able to fulfill everything he does. The important bit of that is obedience. We know the word of God, but is walking in obedience in it. But we live by seeing the unseen. Hearing, reading the word of God and thinking, my experiences don't line up to this. I'm sick. I shouldn't be like this. The word tells me by his stripes I'm healed. My Bible tells me God heals. And we take the word of God and we put it into action. We were driving yesterday to Coventry, and the guys don't know this, but we got into Coventry about 9 o'clock, and we were meant to have the meeting at 10. And I was really hungry. I wanted McDonald's. So we were driving into Coventry at 9 o'clock, and I don't know Coventry well. I've been here once before, and we were trying to look for a McDonald's. And in my mind, as I was driving, I said, Lord, where do I go? And I heard him say, go straight. Then I approached the sign which says city center. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to take a left. So we drove around for about half an hour, didn't find a McDonald's anywhere. No food shops, no nothing. I'm like, this is taking far too long. So I put back into a sat nav Matthew's house, and we drove back towards that direction. And as I drove into that direction, we came to a place that if I had headed straight, a McDonald's would have been straight in front of me. And then I drove 2 minutes down the road, and there was another sign for a drive-through McDonald's. I'm like, Lord, why now? But I guess it's all to teach us, and you've learned a lesson. I've learned a lesson. But obedience. God speaks to me all the time. He speaks to you all the time. It's obedience. Seeing that he has already given us the mind of Christ, and when I ask, he will give me whatever I need. I remember I was back at home in April, and these shoes I'm wearing now were broken on the side, and I needed to super glue them. So I was looking around for super glue in the house, and I couldn't find it. So I said in my mind, Lord, where's the super glue? And he said, it's in the upstairs drawer in your room. And immediately I thought, it's not there. I don't know why we do that. We pray for something for God. We pray for a job, and then we say, I got a job. Like, what else were you expecting from that? If you ask, you will receive. There's no two ways about it. So I went up to the drawer, and there was the super glue. But God speaks to us all the time. He speaks to us all the time. It's a crazy thought. But that is how we live. We live with this internal Christ, this internal spirit, and we hear what we can't see. We live by walking in the unseen. We live in obedience by things we can't really see but know are true. Why? Because they have become a reality in us. But this is the reality we now live in. Living by seeing what we can't see. We live by faith all the time. Everywhere we go, we live by faith. And understanding comes when we move in faith. Everything we do is spiritual. Every single thing we do is spiritual. Everything I do is spiritual. Now, for some people, this might not make sense. And I understand. To say you see in the unseen, or you hear things that you can't see, it sounds a bit mental and crazy. But I think it's something we do in the natural all the time. I think it's something we live out all the time. I was making a curry on Friday, of course. What else would I make? I was making a curry, and before I made it, in my mind, I knew what it looked like. I knew what it should taste like. In my mind, I knew what it should smell like. Therefore, I had a standard in my mind that I had to create. I was already living in the unseen, if that makes sense. I think the same is true for architects and hairdressers. Before you come into a place, they know what your hair should look like, even though it's not like that. They know what it should look like, so they can act it out. They can get what is in their mind and bring it into reality. Same with architects. They have in their mind a building, a design, and they put it into paper. And then they order the supplies and they put into reality what they have seen in their mind or seen in the unseen. This is true for me with clothing as well, which I just thought about recently. Whenever I go into a shop, I never try the clothes. I don't know why. I think it's a guy thing. But I never try the clothes. I just hold it up to myself. If it seems like it fits, it fits. But I'll never go into a changing room. I can't be bothered. But I'd rather go home and then see it doesn't fit and then go back into a shop and get a refund. It's crazy. But everything is spiritual, as I said, so it works. But there is an ideal in my mind of what that food should look like. There is an ideal in my mind that I think this certain piece of clothing will look like this on me. And for my Christian life, there is an ideal and a standard in my mind that I know God has called me to live. The fact that people should be healed when I lay my hands on them. The fact that my provision will be taken care of by the Lord. To know that in every single situation, God is taking care of it. I might not know where I'm going next year, but he knows where I'm going. I might not have a job in the present, but he knows I'll have a job. There is an ideal and a standard in my mind that I know God has called me to live. And it'll be the same for you as well. God has called you to live a certain way. When we look at the disciples in the Bible, and when we talk about discipleship, we always think, man, I can't do that. I look at these 12 disciples and I think, man, they did so much. I can't be like that. That's true, because they then became apostles. You can only be who Christ has called you to be. Don't try and fit into another role model. Don't try and be a prophet. Don't try and be anything but what God has called you to be. Find who you are in Christ and live in the good of that. Have role models, have examples. Great, praise God. But be who you are meant to be in Christ. Don't preach like anyone, don't pray like anyone else, just preach and pray as God has called you to do. And there you will find freedom, which is what God has called us to. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty in Christ. Live in it. Everywhere you go, whatever you do, your reality is what you can't see. So we were in Willenhall yesterday. And we were there for an hour. And you can look at that and say, naturally, what did you actually accomplish? You were there with a couple of people. You gave out some free bottles of water. You gave out some information. What did you actually do? And I would respond and say, everything I do is in the unseen. Everything I do, I sow the seed. We gave out free bottles of water. Was that the aim? No. The aim was to say, God loves you. To sow the seed and let God water that. Let God cause it to grow. Don't look at things in the natural anymore. Always look in the spiritual. Always look at the spiritual. Always look at what God is saying and implement that into your life. Everything we do is spiritual now. I've been reaching out in a place in in Cardiff called Adamsdown. It's a similar place to Willenhall in that it is very deprived. Drug problems, people unemployed, various ethnicities and diverse backgrounds. And we've just basically gone into this place and started talking to people, building relationships. Because that's what it's all about. It's about people, not projects. We're in a place to reach people, not to do another event. But we're in this place called Adamsdown, and we met a lady called Helen. She owns a mum shop. And we went into this place and started talking to her, and we said, is there anything we can pray for? Week in, week out, we kept going to her. She knew us. She began to trust us with things. Recently in Adamsdown, she made a decision for the Lord. Praise God. She hasn't been baptized, which is what I want to see. I don't just want decisions. I want disciples in Christ. So we spoke to her, and we met for a cup of coffee, and we said, so she made this decision, and she was just talking to us, and she said, you know, the first time you guys came in, once you left, I closed up the shop. I went into the back, and I started crying. I was like, really? Like, why? But then I thought, everywhere I go, Christ is in me. Everywhere I go, I'm taking his presence. That is the reality I live in. It's the unseen. Whoever you meet at work, whoever you go to school with, they see Christ in you. You light up the place wherever you are, because your reality is now in the unseen. Christ living in you, the hope of glory, wherever you are, with your next door neighbors, with those who you play football with, whoever it is, they see Christ. Everything we do is in the unseen. Absolutely everything. But the challenge for me is daily living it out. For a while, I can live in it. But daily living something out is where I find difficulty. I just started to learn the guitar a couple of days ago. And it's difficult because your fingers hurt and things like that. But it's consistency with everything. Consistency. Consistently keep something going. Consistently live in the reality that you see by seeing the unseen. Consistently live by the word of God. In whatever circumstances you're in, whatever natural problems that face you, live in the unseen. Live with your faith in the word of God. Amen. I know recently you guys have been talking about a new creation and what that means. That is our reality. The new creation, the old passing away, the new coming in. All that is seen is due to pass away and fade away. But the things we can't see, the eternal, the deathless, those will remain. And that is the kingdom of God. But what do you see? Because whatever you see in the physical will translate into the natural. What do you see of yourselves? What do you see as a body? What do you see as a disciple of Christ? Do you see death? Do you see despair? Do you see a hopeless situation? Or do you see joy? Do you see peace? Do you see life? Do you see the Holy Spirit moving in the lives of people? Do you see change? Do you see transformation? Do you see disciples being made? Do you see the world changing because Christ is here? Do you see your workplace changing because you are there? That's what I see. Why? Because I don't see in the natural. I don't live by anything that is naturally occurring. But I live in this spiritual reality where Christ is Lord, where Jesus is reigning and his kingdom is here to stay. What do you see? There's a story in the Bible, in the Old Testament, with a guy called Elisha. And I love the dude. He did some amazing things. But there's a story where he's with one of his servants. And him and his servant are being chased. And his servant is panicking. He's like, man, there are so many people around us. We're definitely going to die. No doubt about it. But Elisha, cool, calm, collected, knew everything that was going on. Why? Because his eyes were open to the unseen. And he prays this prayer and he says, Lord, open his eyes that he may see that those that are with us are greater than those that are with them. Amen. The Lord opens his eyes and the servant begins to see these angels and horses of fire and chariots and all these things around them. And his eyes were open to a reality he hadn't been open to before. The reality was this. Don't look at the natural. Look at the spiritual. Because those that are with us are greater than those that are with them. What do you see? Do you believe everything God says about you? Do you believe that his word is true? Do you believe that he is coming again? Because he is. The unseen is our reality. And what you see in the spiritual will manifest in the natural. It will manifest in your speech and in your actions, because that is our reality. That is how we live. Faith sees in the unnatural. Faith sees in the spiritual, but faith also speaks. Faith walks by obedience. Faith speaks words of life. Your words are powerful. Wherever you go, your words are powerful. What you say of yourself will become true. As a man thinks, so he is. Watch what you say to yourself. Watch what you say to your kids. The amount of times I go around shopping and things and parents are so rude and arrogant to their kids. Always putting them down. Don't let that be your kids. Don't let that be your children. Speak words of life. Speak words of encouragement. Yes, I don't have kids, but when I do, I'm going to speak words of life. I'm going to speak words of encouragement. Why? Because they can't find it anywhere else. Words of truth, words of encouragement. But we live in the unseen. And we're going to finish there. But I want to pray for anyone who needs help in the fact that they need to see in the unseen, live in that because they know it is true for them in God. You might need a job. You might need provision. I want to stand with you. I have people that will pray with you because I want you to see this is our reality. The problems you have now in the temporary are temporary. Situations will change, but God doesn't. That's right. He is good all the time. Amen. So I want to pray with you in that. But I want you to enjoy the day as well. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy what God has made. But if you need prayer for anything, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, you don't know what this relationship with God means, I want to pray with you as well. But God loves you. God loves you. Father, we want to thank you for your word. Lord, we want to thank you that everything you do is good. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that now dwells within us. And Lord, I pray in this place that you would be glorified. Lord, lift your name high and higher amongst these people. Lord, draw us all closer to you. And help us to see that which is unseen. Help us to see the greater realities, the greater truths behind the things you put us in. And Lord, may we all put our trust and faith into you. That in all things we know that you are for us, you are with us, and you love us. Bless this day to come, Lord. And God, we give you all the glory, all the thanks, and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this teaching from City Church Coventry. You can find more great teaching and other resources on our website at www.citychurchcoventry.org.